the next Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is we saw that there was the zug we were learning about was Shmaya and Avtalion, the next step in the Masorah. So this is now Avtalion speaking, and Avtalion addresses himself to Chachamim, to the sages of Bnei Yisrael. Avtalion Omer says, Avtalion, Chachamim, the sages, he's Harubi Divreichem, be careful with your words, be careful when you teach Torah. Shema tachovu chovos galus, lest you become obligated in an obligation of galus, of exile, lest you have to go into exile. V'tigu l'makom mayim harayim, and you go to a place of bad waters, and this is a euphemism for people that are apikarsim, non-believers, heretics. V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boyim acharechem, and the talmidim, the students that come after you, will drink, will hear those. What it means is your words filtered through the minim, filtered through the heretics, via musu, and they will die. These talmidim will die. V'nim sashim shamayim eschalo, and it will come out that the name of heaven will be desecrated. There'll be a chilul Hashem. So the Mefarshim, particularly Rabbeinu Yonah, says that if a chacham is not careful, well, really Rashi explains where the chi of galus would come from. Why would a chacham have to go into galus? Rashi says, lest you give a paskin a halacha. Lest you pass on something incorrectly, saying something's permitted when it's really not, and certain things, Rashi doesn't tell us what they are, would obligate such a chacham to have to go into galus. As a punishment for having ruled incorrectly in a serious matter, the chacham would have to go into galus. Now, if he goes into galus, he's going somewhere he's never been before. There may be people there that are apikarsim, that are listening to hear anything that they can from this chacham and twist it around. So first of all, the Mishnah is saying, according to Rashi, be careful what you say, lest you end up needing to go into galus. Now once a chacham would, lo aleinu, have to go into galus because he paskened wrong, he has to be even more vigilant with what he says, because there could be people there in this new place that he's unfamiliar with, and that will misinterpret what he says. And then either, as Rashi says, once he leaves, then the Talmidim will learn from those apikarsim. He goes from place A to place B. In place B there are apikarsim, there are heretics that hear the words of the Chacham, twist it around, and then give that over to their Talmidim. And those Talmidim will now make decisions, render things, and act on themselves incorrectly, doing things that are prohibited when thinking that they are permitted, unbeknownst to them. They're innocent. They heard the wrong shot. They learned incorrectly through these heretics. But yet, because they're doing the wrong things, they will die as punishment, and that will cause a chilul Hashem. And Rabbeinu Yonah really says the same thing, lest you have to go into galus. He doesn't tell us how the chacham would go into galus, but the idea is that in this place of galus, in this place B, having left place A, that the chacham will be teaching people he's unfamiliar with. Apikarsim, heretics, will hear what they want to hear and twist things around. So the warning to the chacham is, be very, very careful how you say things. Don't give room for the apikoris, for this heretic, to hear what you say and twist it. Be very clear, Avtalion is instructing the chacham, be very clear with your teachings, lest someone twist it around. What's interesting is, you see, and Rashi explains this, is that a person can be taught something incorrectly, and once he does something, even though he's blameless, but the consequence is that lo aleinu, the person might be chayiv misa, even though we know Torah protects. And the chilul Hashem, says Rashi, that we know from Sukkim that Torah protects a person. Torah grants a long life, Torah protects a person, and yet these Talmidim, Hagunim, these proper Talmidim, are dying young. The reason is because they got the wrong shot and paskin wrong unbeknownst to them, and this creates a chilul Hashem.
So my question is, why would these Talmidim be listening to the heretic? Why would they use them as a source of...
So that's another thing I was thinking of. The Mefarshim don't say this, but an important thing is that we all need to look to proper Rebbeim for our information. Sometimes a person can learn something from something, a shiur on the internet, whatever it might be. He thinks it's credible, but it might actually be, you know, border on heresy. So you have to be... So it's a covert warning. I'm saying this, not the Mefarshim, that, you know, we need to be careful. Talmidim need to be careful who they listen to. Exactly what you're saying.
You said you don't know how he gets into goals. What is your definition of goals?
Galus sounds like being exiled from his normal place where he's the teacher to a different city. He's going to an unfamiliar place. Yes, yes. Rashi says it's because he paskins incorrectly in a serious matter, and the punishment for the chacham is galus. You need to go into a galus. We know there's a concept of galus, a person that kills accidentally. So that could be also a person that, you know, he killed accidentally, he has to go somewhere else. The understanding I have is that when he's in an unfamiliar place, he doesn't know who his listeners are. So when you don't know who your listeners are, be extra careful how you express yourself such that no one misinterprets what you say. So it's a warning to the Chacham, and as Chuck's pointing out, it's also a warning to us. We need to be careful whom we choose to learn from.